We're holding now middle of Svira, and I'll just share with you a few of my own problems in Svira. Svira Tzayimer, at least for me, as a simple person, not too learned and not so familiar with all the things involved with Svira Tzayimer, but it seems like it's a very simple mitzvah. You don't like really get the point. So mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvah deraisa, according to most shitas nowadays is only drabanan, but it's a mitzvah deraisa to count the day. Today's one, today's two, today's three, to count the day. It's a very strange mitzvah. The way it's presented in the Chumash, Usfatim Lachem Machas HaShabbos, what are we counting towards? We're counting towards the carbon that we bring on Shavuos. That's what we're counting towards. Very, very exciting, very emotional, very driven. We're all pumped up. We're counting how many days to bring the carbon. Okay. So I figured I'm going to do a little searching. First place we opened up is the Sefer HaChinuch. And the Sefer HaChinuch, he doesn't say much. He says, Al Derech HaPshat, which right away rings in our ears that there must be something here a lot more than just what he's saying. He says, Al Derech HaPshat, I'll tell you what Svira Tzayimer is about. And Al Derech HaPshat, we're counting towards Matan Torah. It's the biggest day of the year, Matan Torah. This is the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to the extent that he says the Yetzias Mitzrayim is mamash a tofel to Matan Torah. Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't the ikar. If we would just leave Mitzrayim, yeah, we say Dayenu, but that's not what we left for. We left for Matan Torah, and that's what we're counting towards. He says, that's Al Derech HaPshat. But within his words, it's very clear that there's something more than just the Derech HaPshat. And there's plenty of room to ask that this Derech HaPshat that he's talking about, you open up the Pesukim, it doesn't mention a word about it. The Pasuk doesn't say anything that we're counting towards Matan Torah. The Pasuk never even makes mention that Shavuos is Matan Torah Zeinu. B'chlal not. We're counting the Omer. We're counting the Omer from the day that we brought the carbon on Machos HaPesach. We're counting towards the carbon that we bring on Shavuos. We're going from the Seirin to the Chitin. Not a single mention about Matan Torah in this. And yet, the Sefer HaChinuch decides to give this pshat that we're counting towards Matan Torah. So, I was still hungry for a little more than pshat. So I decided, you know, of all the svarim that are malhiv as leiv ben ayadam, the people are so warmed by and get it his liveless and his iris. So I open up the Halakha Sefer Yesod v'Sheirush HaAvoda. Everybody's familiar. I mean, you open up the Yesod v'Sheirush HaAvoda, your whole day is on a heart. Moidani should be believed solely by Messiah's Levish, Baruch Shomar, and every single bracha and every tefillah and every single thing you do a whole day, you're mamish up in the heavens. And it comes to Svira Tzayimer. He doesn't say anything. He says, there's a lot going on here, but you don't know what it's talking about. So just follow the orders. Say the bracha clearly. Say the words clearly. Say, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and afterwards, that's it. Nothing. He says, of course, you should do it warmly, like you do all mitzvahs, but no meaning. Doesn't give any hesber. He just says, there's a lot happening, but we're not going to talk about it. Just follow orders. Say the bracha clearly. Say the words clearly. Be happy that you got a mitzvah like this, and have a nice day. So I'm still searching. There's something, some understanding. What are we doing in Svira Tzayimer? There's an interesting question that we could address when we get to Svira Tzayimer, and that is that regarding the mitzvah of cutting the Tzayimer and Svira Tzayimer, there's a specific halacha that we're supposed to make a big to-do out of it. And the Sefer HaChinuch says that the reason why we make a whole big to-do out of it, we go to cut the Omer in the fields around Yerushalayim to bring the carbon Omer around Pesach, And it's a whole big procession. All the neighboring towns get together and they sing and they announce and they call out, should we cut yet? Start cutting. Did the sun go down? Is it nighttime? And with this sickle and this stalk, a whole maisa, we make these announcements and we rah-rah the olam. Everybody gets rowdy and all into it. Why? L'hoitzi meliban shel tzedukim. To exclude from the sheet of the tzedukim. The tzedukim teach the pasuk. It says mimachar asa Shabbos. It says the day after Shabbos we should cut the oimer and start counting sfiras oimer. So the tzedukim all said, "Boys, what's Shabbos? Mimachar asa Shabbos." So they said Shabbos chalamoid. And from Shabbos chalamoid we start counting sfiras oimer. Shabbos chalamoid. The day after Shabbos chalamoid, Sunday morning. So Sunday, Chol HaMoed, if it's after Shabbos, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Sunday, that's when we start doing the Oyer. And we have our Messiah al-Pi Chazal, that Mimarchas HaShabbos refers to the first day of Chol HaMoed. The day after the Shabbos of Pesach. The day after the first Yom Tov of Pesach. That's Mimarchas HaShabbos. And because we have this, you know, Machlokes over here with the Tzedukim, we want to make a big deal out of it. You know, there are other things that the Tzedukim said. We don't make such a huge big deal out of it. Why are you making such a big deal out of this one? I mean, we make a big deal out of Cholent, and that's L'hoitzi Meliban Shel Tzedukim. You guys know we have Cholent on Shabbos? The Tzedukim all types that you can't have a fire burning on Shabbos at all. Which means you can't have hot food Shabbos morning. V'meil it's a minig Yisrael, b'chol ha'doyres, to have hot food on Shabbos morning to show that we hold you can have a fire burning, you just can't light a fire. And you can't cook, but you can have something sitting on the fire from before Shabbos. So we make a big deal out of Cholent, but not that big.
Now it's Thursday.
So what's pshat this mitzvah is such a big focus to get rid of the lev ha-tzedukim? So what's interesting to note is that the difference between the tzedukim's definition of when to start Sfiras HaOmer and our definition is that according to the tzedukim, Sfiras HaOmer and Pesach are completely unrelated to Shavuos, to being Matan Torah. According to the Tzedukim, you count 49 days from Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and then you got Shavuos, which has nothing to do with Vav Sivan. Shavuos will be Ches Sivan, or Tes Sivan, or Yud, totally missing Matan Torah. So the difference between our Shavuos and the Tzedukim Shavuos is Tzedukim Shavuos, you can't say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Zman Matan Torah Seinu, it's nothing to do with the Torah. And our Shavuos, which is 49 days starting from the day we left Mitzrayim, the day after we left Mitzrayim, our Shavuos, the 49 days, is always associated to Matan Torah. We have the Machlokes, if it was above, or Zion, but we have Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So it's interesting that the entire Yom Tov of Shavuos that we're counting towards to Zman Matan Torah is all dependent on this hair's breadth of a definition of Machras HaShabbos. And hello, you know, the Torah could have written this a little more openly. Why did the Torah leave out this massive difference? If Shavuos is Matan Torah, or Shavuos is just Stam Yom Tov? And it left it up to like Chazal's definition. It's not clearly written in the Torah that it's Matan Torah Seinu. And it's not clearly written in the Torah when to start counting the 49 days. And there's what to argue about. The Tzedukim are out there arguing. And we have to put up a fight for it? No! Shavuos is 49 days from the day after the first day of Yom Tov, and the Mela Shavuos becomes Man Matan Torah Seinu, all dependent on this little hair's breadth of a drasha. That's pshat. So we know the Yemei Sfira were the days of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva that they were nifter. You're talking about an epidemic, you know, you think America was going crazy from the swine flu. The swine flu was a joke. A joke compared to the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. 12,000 and 12,000 all in a period of a month and a half. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died, the Gemara says, Shelo nagu kavod ze lozo. They didn't give kavod to each other. So why is it taka that all of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva had this issue? This was like a problem in his yeshiva. He gave out propaganda to like put other people down. He was teaching them some sort of mahalach that led them to put other people down. What was Taka Pshat? That it was Dafka Taina, Tamidei Rabbi Akiva. Of all people, Tamidei Rabbi Akiva, they were the ones. Shalinoag recovered Zelazeh, and they had to die for it. And what does it have to do with Sviyas Aimer? What does it have to do with Shavuos? Specifically during this time, all of them, crammed them all in. They couldn't die one day after Shavuos, and they couldn't die a little before Pesach. No, no, no. It was all smack in the middle of Sviyas. That's when they died. What's the connection to Sviyas? Nadav and Aviv, this week's parsha, parsha's Achri Mois. Nadav and Aviv, they came and they approached the Mishkan with the Eish Zara. Achri Mois, Shnei Bnei Aaron, B'Karvasan, Al Hashem Ayemusim. And we know that Chazal described a bunch of reasons why the Bnei Aaron died. They died because they brought the carbon that wasn't asked for. They died because they weren't the ones to bring it. They died because they were Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabban. They died because they were anxious for Moshe and Aaron to die already. They died because they didn't get married. They died because, you name it. I mean, there's a whole laundry list of reasons why it says that the Bnei Aaron died. Another one says by Matan Torah, Vayechzu es Elokim, Vayechle Vayishtu. They had this Mara Nevuah, they had this unbelievable height of Nevuah. And at the same time, they were casual with it. But there's a beautiful Medrash Tanchuma in this week's parsha, and it gives a new reason which I've never seen before. I don't think I've ever seen it, but I forgot it. Bishvil Abba Dvarim Meisu B'nei Aaron Al Hakriva. The fact that they approached. The al hakrava, that which they brought, the k'tayrus. The al ish zara, they used a fire that wasn't from the zbeach. And last but not least, the al shaloi notlu eitza ze mize. They didn't ask for each other's advice. This was new to me. I don't know if it's new to you. And the Medrash Tanchuma darshens it from the pasuk, "Al shaloi natlu eitz hazem izeh." Tani Reb Chiya, the pasuk says, "Ish machtasai." Each one took his own pan. Ish mimachitasai. Each one with his own design, with his own plan. Ish me'atzmai also. Each one did it on his own advice. "V'loi natlu eitz hazem izeh." They didn't ask advice from each other. The Mefarshim say that Tshua, Yeshua is ki Tshua b'rayv yayetz. We get Yeshua's when we get a lot of advice. So here's a new way of looking at the Bnei Aaron, that there was a taina on them, shalei notlu eitza zemizeh. We find something very interesting about Rabbi Akiva. Chazal say that Dalad Nechnesu L'Pardes, four people went into the orchard. Meaning to say there were four people that approached on high these very deep levels of thought and mysticism and pnimius and kodshei akadoshim of the Olamos Haruchniyim. Four people went up there and elevated themselves and went up there l'fnai v'lifnim to the kodesh akadoshim, to the place where no one else could approach. And all of them came out with problems. One Tana was Nifter. Another Tana lost his mind. Another Tana became a Kofer, Acher. And Rabbi Akiva nichnas b'shalayim v'yatza b'shalayim. Rabbi Akiva also went in and he came out fine. There's a way how to approach. The Bnei Aharon approached b'karvasam el Hashem. They approached inappropriately v'yamusam. Rabbi Akiva also went He also went up to the paradise. But the difference is not just that he came out b'shalom. The Gemara says, nichnas b'shalom, v'yatza b'shalom. The difference is how he went in the first place. He had a different approach how to go in the first place. Nichnas b'shalom, v'yatza b'shalom. So I'll share with you a story about Rabbi Akiva. This is just my conjecture of what it was about Rabbi Akiva that allowed him to be nichnas b'shalim and yoytze b'shalim. Gemara is in Erev in Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says that when Rabbi Akiva was taken by the Romans and he was put into jail and eventually put to death, so he was taken in this jail for a while. He was sitting there. And every day he had a Talmud of his that would come in and be meshamish him and bring him something to eat and something to drink. Tanu Rabbanon, Ma'isa b'Rabbi Akiva shayachavush b'beiso asurim. He was locked up in the jail v'hoy Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi m'sharsay b'chol yom yoyim. Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi would take care of him. Hoy machnisin loymayim b'mida, and every single day he would bring in a certain measurement of water, a large jug of water. The guard at the door, he noticed he's bringing in this huge thing, this huge jug filled with water. He says, nobody's drinking that much water in one day. You're bringing in a lot of water. Maybe you're coming to use the water to soften the earth, to dig a hole and a tunnel out of the dungeon. I caught you. Shefoich chatzion. Pour out half of the water. Poured out half of the water. V'nasan loy chatzion. And he went and he gave. He took, poured out half. And he gave back half to this shamish. Kishaboy to Rabbi Akiva. When the shamish came into the dungeon. But Rabbi Akiva had not heard what was going on outside. On my lawyer, Rabbi Akiva told him, Yeshua, ain't don't you know I'm elderly and my life is dependent on yours? Why do you bring so little water? So Rabbi Yeshua told him what happened at the door with the guard. On my lawyer, okay, we got to deal with what we got. Tainli mayim she'etol yadi. Okay, give me the water so I can wash netilas yadayim. So I can eat the bread. Amaloi, he said to him, Rekiva, lishtais ein magim. Now with this half jug, there's not even enough water to quench your thirst. Lital yotcha magim? To wash your hands, you're going to use it? You're going to go and use up all the water now to wash your hands? You're not going to have any water. Amaloi, what can I do? Shekayovim aleya misa. Someone who's over on a derabbanon on divrei chazal. Chazal say the chayiv misa. Mutav omus misas atzmi v'loy evar al das chaveroi. I'd rather die in my own hands from thirst, which is the worst form of death. I'd rather die of my own causes. By thirst, v'loy avar al das chaveray, so that I should not go against the ideas of my friends. Amru, it was said, loy toam klum at shehevi loy mayim enot al yadav. Hitaka didn't touch the bread until Hitaka washed using that water. Kishashamu chachamim medavar, when the chacham all heard about this story, Amru, they said, Mab ziknusay kach, can you imagine in his old age, this is how careful he is about our derabbanan de gemitzas that we've created? Bialduzay alachas kama v'kama, can you imagine when he was in his full bloom, in his younger years, how careful he must have been? Umab beisa asurin kach, madach in a jail, well, you know, there's room to bend the laws a little. Could be mekel, it's shasat chak, he's starving. And still he was mois nefesh. Shalai the days are soon and alachas kama v'kama. So if he was out of jail, could you imagine this Mesiras Nefesh for mitzvahs? We have an unbelievable story over here, Rabbi Akiva, who was willing to give up his life to avoid being over Aldas. He doesn't say Rabbi Isai. Aldas Chaveira. They were his equals. They were Tanoim just like him. And he said he'd rather die than be over Aldas Chaveira. Than to go against the opinion of my own Chaveira. Rabbeinu Yoina says that the Chazal over here was so nispel from Rabbi Akiva, and they use this as like the defining point of who Rabbi Akiva was. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva was mamish, he went lepardes v'yotze b'shalim. Rabbi Akiva was dairish, the crowns of the letters of the Torah. But that doesn't define who he is. That's great, it's wonderful. We like him, we love him. Great. But to define who he is, oh, this story defines who he is. This story, oh, we're all in this fall from, that tells us where Rabbi Akiva is holding. Zogt Rabbeinu Yoina, in Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Ois Ches. Ki nischayev ha'adam lirois bebanim ulahavim behem. A person has to look at his children. Ulahavdil ben ikei shuvasalto. Look at the children, look at their friends, and you have to differentiate between the thorns and the good ones. Between the one that goes straight. And how do you define and how do you differentiate between the boys? Yeah, they're all going to yeshiva, yeah. Some guys a little better, some guys a little worse. But how could you really look into the children and say, this friend is not good for my son. This kid's not good for my child. Where's the differentiating factor? Bezois teida ubachanto es darkom. With this you will know and test their ways. What is that? Tira anoshim zoylelim mezalzelim benetilas yedayim. You'll find some people that are mezalzel and netilas yedayim. V'yeshu lecha lechem, and they're going to sit down to eat ve'in mevarchim. They might not break a bracha rishayna lefnei achlam. They might not make a bracha achrayna la'achar achlam. All of these are mitzvahs to Rabbanan. Sokt Rabbeinu Yoina. You want to know what defines a person? Not his gewaldige Torah. Not his gewaldige meisim and chesed and all the mitzvahs that he does. The definition of a person's madrega, if he's crooked, if he's a thorn, if he's a weed just waiting to spread, or he's a yashar, is how careful they are with the Rabbanans. The Nesivas Shalom from the Slonim Rebbe, he says, a lot of people say this, that what we do during Sfiras HaOmer is that we're counting the days that we go from bringing a carbon of barley, Korban HaOmer that we bring on Pesach, to the Shtei Alechem, which we bring on Shavuos, which was brought from Chitin, from wheat. Barley is a Meichel Behema. Chitin is a Meichel B'nei Adam. Sagt the Slonim Rebbe, when we were taken out of Mitzrayim, we were animals. We were assimilated. We were lowly. We were mamish behemoth. He brings down psukim and midrashim. We were animals. We were mamish a guy off the street. We were mamish p'shutei mashmoi animals. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meroimei mas and he took us out of Mitzrayim. But it took 49 days till we were able to be considered b'nei das. real humans of intellect. So we're steiging by Sfiras Omer. We're counting the days where we went from no mind, behemoths, to B'nai Das. We're able to accept the Torah, the biggest chachma in the world. But it's unbelievable. How are we mekabel Torah? Not by saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, we shteig dois, we're groisach ha'achamim now, we achieved a level of Das, now we're ready to listen to the Torah and analyze it and take it apart and understand it. That's not what Klal Yisrael did. What did they do by Matan Torah? They said, Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't understand anything. Mirfashteyim garnished. Nase v'nishma. We will do just like a behema does. And then we'll understand, we'll try, we'll work on Torah, we'll try to understand the mitzvahs. Nase v'nishma. We're going to do without any understanding. And then we'll come to understand. So we're counting days from where we're become, from starting off as behemoths, which have no understanding, no knowledge, to being b'nei das. And what's the pinnacle of das? Nasa v'nishma. The philosophers say, it's a phrase that's brought down a lot of Musa Svarim, tachlis hayadiyah, e hayadiyah. True knowledge is when you recognize what you don't know. It's an island of completely uneducated people. Except for one guy who knew how to read. As a child, he was taught how to read, and somehow he ended up on this island, forsaken by his family. The whole island is a bunch of behemoths, basically. And this one educated fellow, what's his education? He could read. No, the grace of Chacham, he knows how to read. And one day, while scavenging for some bananas and pineapples on the island, this grace of reader, who has nothing to read, under a tree, he finds a treasure chest, and there's a book. It's a book! The first piece of information he's able to read since he was a little baby. And he opens up the book, and on the book it says, Encyclopedia. Book of all knowledge. Whoa! And of course, you can imagine he sits down and he reads and he reads and he reads and he reads. And that's it, he became king. This guy's king. He's dealing with a whole bunch of people on this island who can't read, if they don't understand a thing. And whoo, he's the grace of Chacham. And he starts telling people, he becomes the doctor. And he becomes the astrologer, and he becomes the prophet, and he's the king and the god. He's the Baki Bachaldavar. He knows how to read. He found this encyclopedia, the book of all knowledge. He's unbelievable. Ein lecha chacham kemaisai. But in truth, he always had one kasha. He always had one kasha. On the binding of the encyclopedia, there was a number one. Why is there number one? But Chas V'Shalom is not going to tell anybody of these people that he doesn't understand something. So this one kasha, he never told people. It bothers him, but he knows everything. Fashteitzach, his biggest foolishness is the fact that this was one of 25 volumes. On Eret Gemeint as a Fashteit Shainas. He's a fool. At least a person who never opened an encyclopedia, he knows to listen to others who've read it. He knows there's a lot out there to learn that he doesn't know yet. He knows not to make his own stupid decisions. He could go and ask other people for advice. But the guy who thinks that this is it, this is the only book and there's nothing else out there, he's a slave to his own little world of information. He can't break out of there. He's more limited in knowledge than anybody. He thinks he knows it all. The Bnei Aaron died shaloi notlu eitzo zeh mizeh. They didn't ask advice. I know what I'm doing. Who are you to give me advice? They didn't get married. Why didn't they get married? Chazal say, nobody's right to marry us. You know what Chazal say about marriage? You're right, nobody's right to marry you. Nothing died them colors. You think you're going to find somebody on your level? You're not going to find somebody on your level. Aber Chazal say, nechoiz darga v'nosevitza. Go down a step and get married. Marriage is good for you, whether it's on your madrega and she's on the same level of intellect or not. Nechoiz darga, take a step down. V'nosevitza. On this we say the pasuk Adam uvehema toshia Hashem. Baruch Chulin says Adam uvehema toshia Hashem. We say this by Tzidkascha on Shabbos. Hashem should save Adam uvehema. What does this mean? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Elu bnei Adam shehem arumin bedas. This refers to people who are very sharp, very smart, wise. Umisimin atzmon kebehema. But they make themselves like a behema. In a good way. Zagrashi. What does it mean they make themselves like a behema? Umisimin atzmon kebehema dakoe ruach. Humble. Humble. They're very smart, they're very wise. But they make themselves like a behemoth. That's what Sfiras HaOmer is about. We want to fashtei Sfiras HaOmer. We want to understand Sfiras HaOmer. Come on, it looks so dry. What are we doing? The pasuk doesn't say anything about Matan Torah. It has something to do with the Karbonis. You think you're going to understand it? You know what Sfiras HaOmer is about? Like the Yisrael Rishosh HaVoida says. Just be quiet. There's big stuff going on here. It's not for you to understand. Follow instructions. That's the chinuch of how to go and approach Matan Torah. That's our aliyah. To open up our minds to realize that others can know more than me. And I'm accepting that fact. And I'm ready to hear from others. From our rabbeim, from our gedolim, from our chaverim. I know of a couple, I hope they don't hear this year. I know of a couple that Rahman Slander getting divorced. For the simple reason, that there wasn't any hadraka. The man felt he knows how to learn. Since the day he got married, he never had a Rebbe, and he never had a good chaver that he could accept criticism from. Simply put, Adam ubehema toshia Hashem. It's a maila for a person who's wise and smart to recognize that as wise and as smart as I may be, there are other people out there that can help me. There are other people out there that have better ideas than I have. Asei lecha rav, kenei lecha chaver. Perhaps that's the pivotal drasha that Matan Torah was dependent on. Is Shavuos Matan Torah or not? You know how to make Shavuos Matan Torah? If you mevatel your das in the way you read the pasuk of Mimachar as a Shabbos to be Shabbos Chol HaMoed, the simple pasuk pshat in the pasuk, Shavuos has nothing to do with Matan Torah. You want to get to Matan Torah on Shavuos? Chazal say Mimachar as a Shabbos refers to the day after the first day of Yom Tov. And it's not said anywhere in the Torah. How did they know it? Chazal know it. It's a Messiah they got from Moshe Rabbeinu. Trust them! Bend your head down a little and trust Chazal. That's the true way to lift yourself up. That's the true way that we could have an aliyah from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. the anava, the subjugation of our mind, that ich weiß nicht alles, other people know better than me. Just tell you a little meisela, a Rebbe in elementary school, a third grade, approached me last week. Unbelievable. And he says, Govi, you have to hear this. There's this little third grader in my class, and Aaron's the kid, but he's very jumpy. Very jumpy. So he's jumping out of his seat, finding things to do. So very often I have to discipline him. So today he got up out of his seat, and he went all the way around the whole room, and I miss you. Cross country, came back to his seat, and then again he did it a second time later on in class, and I called him over and I said, Yingla, you're getting an assignment. Please, whatever the assignment was, you have to get an assignment. But then the Rebbe tells me what I rethought. I said, you know what? Maybe he got up. Maybe he needed to get something. I don't know. So he turned to the boy and he says, by any chance, did you get up to get a tissue or something? So the boy said, yeah. I happen to have allergies. And those of you who have allergies, the past 2 weeks were Gehenim, allergies. I had an allergy and my nose was running. I got up to get a tissue. Okay, so the Rebbe Fashtein, he got up to go a tissue. He didn't have to go and take, the roundabout way, but okay, he got up to get a tissue. So the Rebbe went and he crossed off the assignment. Canceled. He wrote, mistake. Comes after recess, and this little boy comes up to the Rebbe with face, 3 pages, whatever it is. The assignment is all written out. He says, what's this? He says, Rebbe said at first I should write an assignment, so I'm listening to Rebbe. Isn't that beautiful? Eilu b'nei adam she'arumim b'das. We're all very smart. We're all very sharp. No, if it's beneath our cover to be like a behemoth, let's not be like a behemoth. A little tamus. To go betamim. Our chazal, our rabbonim, our rabbeim. Rabbonim get up and they say something. They say today should be a yom tefillah. They say no internet. They say kids shouldn't have cell phones, no text, whatever. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Not many people. I know better, I'll be careful, I have the internet. I'm going to do something wrong with the internet. And Rahman Slan, the divorces that came about from it, and even worse, intermarriages that came about through it. And stam taivas that come out from it. I'm smart, I know! Me! Take an eitzes, Amizah. Rabbi Akiva's mida was, he took eitzes. He was mevatel himself to give up his life because his chaverim said a mitzvah of netilas yadayim. He represented taking eitzes from chaverim and his own talmidim were loy noagu kavod zelazeh. Loy noagu kavod zelazeh. It was a bigger taina on his own talmidim than anybody else. Loy noagu kavod zelazeh. You know what you could gain from chaverim? Your Rebbe gave up his life. He was being moise nefesh not to go against the words of his chaverim. Forget about rabbeim. I think this is a lesson we all could learn. Have a good chaver. Talk something over. Talk it over. What do you think my plans for Shavuos should be? Where are you going for Shavuos? Which base medrash to sit down and learn or not learn Shavuos? Ask a chaver. Ask a rabbi. But the yisoid is ask. Don't assume we know it all. Ask. We have 49 days of counting towards telling the Bari Olam, I don't know. Nasa v'nishma. You say, I'll do, then we'll talk about understanding things. 49 days of anticipating a bittel hadas to those that might know more than us. Taka, if we all work on this and Yes, Eitzes, follow the Hadracha of our Rabbonim, follow the Hadracha and the advice of our Chaverim, should all take have a tremendous Aliyah, and should turn the days of the Sfira, Miyaga, and Masimcha, and be Makabal Torah.